all the players said to a person that their experience was not the experience that was recounted by Rashad McCants, and all of them refuted the allegations made by McCants that Roy Williams somehow knew that such things were going on.
What did the players say about that specific allegation that some of the elite players went with McCants in a car to a tutor's home to do a paper?
They refuted that, including Damian Grant, McCants' roommate at the time. All the players said that the only time that they ever went to any study session together was their freshman year, when a manager drove them to the home of an academic counselor that was ill at the time and couldn't come into work. She's since passed away, but they did the study sessions as freshmen at her home. After that, the players told me that they all had cars. They all went separately to their appointments, and that they recounted McCants as being a loner, that they didn't spend much time with him off the floor, outside of practice or team activities.
Jay, how did those players respond to McCants' allegations about his own admitted academic fraud?
They didn't speak to his experience. They left that alone. They said whatever Rashad said that he did, they had no knowledge of it. But as to the classes that they took, they said there was no steering by academic counselors or Roy Williams. The idea to them that Roy Williams knew about the allegations that McCants was making, they felt were false, and that the classes that they took were real classes and that they did the work. And so they refuted the implication that somehow they were involved in similar activities that McCants alleged that he was involved in.
Jay, I want to turn a little bit more of an analyst role here. I'm curious, what did you think of Roy Williams' response to your question about McCants saying that tutors wrote his paper? And Roy said, I have no idea. I find that impossible for me to believe.
Well, first of all, I've known Roy Williams for a long time. I have known him to be not only a coach, but a man of the highest integrity. So I find him to be credible. And I believed what he was saying. The idea somehow that a coach, especially if you go back, Andy, to 2005, would know about the player choices in classes and electives when they're juniors, I don't believe that's the case, and I believe Roy Williams when he said that. As to what responsibility a coach has as to knowing that, I don't believe that anyone's antenna was up to the African-American studies courses in 2005 being questionable in any way. Now, later on, we've learned otherwise. But at that time, these are all fair questions. But I think we have to be prepared to receive a fair answer. And I believe we received those from Roy Williams.
Roy did say that he saw the four courses that Rashad McCants took in that final semester before he left for the NBA, and then saw that he did well, but wasn't notified that he had made the dean's list. And this speaks to kind of what you were just saying, Jay. How much should coaches raise the red flag if there is a dramatic academic jump?
Well, they see, that's the thing, Andy, about the context. This was 2005, and Rashad McCants, if you go by that transcript that Outside the Lines had aired, had failed two courses, an algebra course and a psychology course, I believe it was, but yet was still eligible for the second semester. So eligibility wasn't an issue. So the courses that he took in the second semester were the African-American studies courses, three of which were independent studies. Now, the way I understand it, those were courses that an academic counselor was dealing with, not the coaching staff. That wasn't the role of the coaching staff. Now, it's a fair question, should the coaching staff have been aware of that? But the issue really was McCants went pro and declared to go pro in the middle of that semester and was gone by the time his grades came out. So to expect the coaching staff somehow to have their antenna up for that in 2005, I think is asking a little too much. And I think the context of that time period is very important.